Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you all, and thank you for tuning in live to Prophetic Miracles. I am your host, Prophetess Ellen Viner. Greet all my listeners, those that are in the call box, and the chat room will be closed on this hour. I'm so grateful to have you all here on this awesome, wonderful Sunday, and I pray that everybody that is listening and that will come later to listen is doing fine and well. I thank God, despite all opposition, I thank God that I'm still here, and I'm sure that you can say that too. Today is where I will open up the phone line and give each caller their prophecy. So this is a 30-minute segment show. If you want to call in and, you know, hear what God has to say concerning your life, please do so. Right now, this is going to be the order in which I will take the calls. It will be area code 832, followed by area code 347, and followed by area code 212. I will encourage you all to just be patient, remain on the line, and you don't have to give your name, no personal information. I want everyone what God has to give them on this hour. So once again, I thank you all for calling in, and I'm not going to waste any time because 30 minutes goes so quick, especially when you're anxious and you want to hear what God says. You don't want to be left out. So I want everyone to be blessed on this hour. I will be opening up the phone line for area code 832. Just remember, you do not have to give your name. Just talk to me. Let me know what's on your mind. What is it that you're not sure about? What is it that you need from the Lord? Area code 832.
Good afternoon. Thank God. Good afternoon, 832. I thank God this afternoon for the word that's going to come from our prophet, Alabama. And I'm just asking for a miracle, a blessing. And I know that God will give it to me. All I have to do is wait patient and not just wait and do nothing, just wait and pray and thank God for her today. And I just thank God that everyone be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank God.
Amen. Area code 832. Is there anything that is on your mind or your heart that you would like to receive the words from the Lord? I know it has to be something.
Yes, I have said, maybe I've said a little too fast. I'm asking God to just bless this family, the reason as we travel distant far to and from for our home going with our first cousin who passed away. And just ask God to just bring us together close and just keep us in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Well, area code 832, you know, that is already in God's hand, and I'm very sure that not only that he's going to give traveling mercy. He has been for so many years trying to get the family's attention. And I think it's a very terrible thing when we have to deal with death to get God's attention. It's not that God caused people to die intentionally. We all have an expiration date. But I believe that on God's appointed time, that he would move in the family and that he would change the heart of those hearts that need to be changed within the family.
Amen.
Yes. Was there anything else that we called 832?
No, and I just thank God for each and every one that's coming this afternoon. And I just ask God to give my sister and I a blessing. And we're looking for a miracle. And I know that God going to bless everyone. And I just thank God for that.
Right. Well, I will tell you this. Let me just say this to you. It's something about when you mention the word prophecy, and truly I'm talking about those prophecies that's coming from the voice of God. Sometimes we how can I say it, skeptical in the sense of asking anything or wanting to know anything. But I say this to you, Erico 832, that it's a beautiful thing that when we have the heart of God inside of his prophet, that's going to deliver true words from God that can be a blessing to your life, be a blessing to those that you mentioned, your sister, or a blessing to those that are very close to you. So I just want to say to you to continue to be encouraged. There's nothing wrong with asking God for anything or asking God for something that maybe you don't understand or maybe something that you may need. Just believe and trust in him and know that he's able to do all things. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Thank you very much. God bless you.
Yes. So I want you to remain with us on the line. Don't hang up because I might even open it back up, okay?
Amen. Thank you. I appreciate that. God bless you.
God bless you all. That was area code 832 that I was just speaking with. And just be patient with me. I'm trying to get the switchboard back. And if you've been knocked out of the switchboard, just recall back in. I have the order in which you all have called in, and we'll just take it from there and see what the Lord would do in regards to that. Please stand by while I switch over to get the switchboard back up. Okay, thank you all for your patience. I want to open a phone line to area code 347. I want to see if they're back. And, okay, area code 347, I'll be opening up the switchboard to you next, followed by area code
2. Amen. I thank you, praise God, to be a part of this program this afternoon. I'm asking God for healing in my body, which I know he can and he will. But I need some healing in my body, and I have some tests to take later on, and I believe God for that. And I'm asking for healing for my children, my daughter, and I just ask God to teach me how to be obedient and most of all to do what God wants me to do and have me to do and give him my best of what I'm doing for him. And I thank and praise God for that, and I'm asking for a special prayer for we have a King of Connection prayer line. I'm asking God to touch each one of the intersection and have us to be what he wants us to be, not what we want to do, but what God wants to do. And most of all, let him get the glory out of what we're doing for the Lord, because it's about him and not about us. And I thank and praise God for that.
Mm-hmm. Well, amen, Eric Cole, 347. Well, the first thing I want to mention, you mentioned about your body, sickness in your body. Excuse me. I can definitely feel that myself. I feel it in my body. I think it's something that you quite can understand where I'm coming from in regards to that. God is a healer. I don't know about those that are on the line, but I can truly tell you that I know that I need a healing in my body, so I can relate to what you're saying about a healing in your body. And God is a healer. I want to just say that God is not done with miracles. Miracles still exist today.
Amen.
All I just ask you to do is believe in God for those miracles and know that God is able to do exactly what he said that he would do. So I just want you to be encouraged about, you know, what you want God to do for your life regarding to your body. As far as the tests are concerned, you can just believe right now that those tests will come back with nothing. If you don't
Amen.
Look for nothing,
Amen.
You don't receive nothing. And you just have
Amen.
To believe God that if there's anything that is going on now, that by the time that you take those tests, nothing will show up.
Thank God.
You know?
Thank God.
I want you to believe that. As far as Kingdom Connection prayer line is concerned, a whole new turnaround needs to be done with that prayer line from the leader all the way down. I won't pretend and I won't take the phone. You get what you put out.
Amen.
What you sow, you will reap. We're in a time that playing with God has long been canceled out.
Yes,
if you
Lord.
Think that you can play with God and play with his ministry and think that you're going to get away from it, you fall rude awakening. So
yes,
not
Lord.
Only that, not only that Kingdom Connection prayer line prayer, every call 347, they need deliverance.
Amen.
Okay?
Amen.
And that's just
thank
what's
God.
Going on with them. They need deliverance.
Yes.
So
thank you.
Just trust and believe in God that not only that they will get delivered from what they need to get delivered from, but that God's mission for that prayer line can go forth without any hindrance.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Is there anything else? I mean, anything else you would like to ask me?
Well, I thank God because I just ask God, you know, we at a certain age in life and sometimes we spend a little wiser and realize sometimes the things we think we want, we don't really need. But I ask God just bless me to get on top of my finance and hold on to that and do the right thing in that area. And I thank him for what he's doing and what he already done.
Well, I'm glad that you say that because, you know, once again, God is able to do all things. See, you have to discipline yourself to move with the change. See, sometimes we believe in the change, we trust the change, but we don't discipline ourselves to move in the change.
Amen, amen.
Nobody is excluded from change, including me. Change, the powerful thing that you need to know about change is that you develop growth. So if you want in your finance area to change, then what are you sowing into? Where is your money going to? What are you doing with your money? Where are you placing your money at? Okay, anytime you got to give to Peter and rob Paul, then there's a problem.
Amen.
Discipline yourself. What you should not be doing with your money, discipline yourself to stop doing.
Amen.
And begin to ask God to bring you out of that spirit of poverty. Because we deal with a wealthy God, rich and glorified.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen.
And
amen.
God
bless you.
And God will do that. God
amen.
Will do that for you. Amen?
Amen. Amen. I receive it. God
all
bless
right.
you.
Be encouraged, every code 347, okay?
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. God bless you, every code 347. I'll be opening up the phone line for every code 212 next, followed by every code 646. Again, you do not have to give your name. You know, we just want to be blessed and hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to us on this hour. So without further ado, I'm going to open up the phone line to area code 212.
Hello. Hi. How are you?
God bless you, area code 212.
I just wanted to know, like, what God's word is concerning me, like, having a baby.
Okay. You'll never be able to conceive, darling, until you deal with whatever confusion you're going through right now. There's a big confusion that is around you. It could be your relationship. It could be your family. It could be your significant other. But I see confusion around you. So first, let's deal with the confusion, and then we can talk about the baby.
Mm-hmm.
What is the confusion that is happening now with you?
I'm not really sure, like, what you mean by confusion. I don't.
Is there a misunderstanding, a disagreement?
No, not that I know of.
Let me just let you know exactly what I mean.
Okay.
Sometimes in life, we want certain things,
mm-hmm.
but then the other person might not be ready for that. You mentioned a baby.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that your husband, your significant other, doesn't want any children, but just the aspect of having a baby is not easy. It takes a lot of time. It takes finance. It takes change. Different things happen in that sense. So you want a baby might be something that you want, but it might not be the perfect time for that baby.
Okay.
Do you understand what I'm saying? Because because what I'm seeing is on the male side.
Yeah, that's true. My husband is hesitant.
Okay. You see. Now let me just say something to you. First of all, I thank you for your honesty. Second of all, I thank God for His word. It's not that He doesn't want you to conceive, but when someone is not fully ready, don't push the issue.
Okay.
Just pray and ask God on His appointed time what would be the best time for you to conceive. Because, see, let me tell you something. If you go ahead with this pregnancy, knowing how He feels, you could bring a child into the world that will be circled around that same spirit. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And He's not a bad man. But there's so much going on with Him and that He loves you enough. You know, am I right?
Yeah, you're right.
He loves you enough that He doesn't want added problems. And I don't mean to sound so harsh.
Yeah. Exactly what He says to me.
Go ahead. Did He finish? I'm sorry.
He, is the only one who's working and taking care of both of us, so He feels like having a child right now would be added stress until, you know, our financial situation improves.
Now, can you discipline yourself to respect that and still love Him? Can you do that?
Yeah.
Can you sit down with Him and say, well, I understand how you feel, but I would never lie to you. I love you, honey. And yes, I do want to conceive. I do want to have a child. But I will tell you right now, at this moment, I do not see you having any baby. And like I say, it could be because of how He feels. Because when there's tension, it affects the conception. It really does. So sit down with Him. And don't be angry, and just try to get more full understanding and make sure that you all are on one point. It is very difficult when one person is bringing in an income and now there's another mouth to feed. Please understand that. How long you guys been married?
It's going to be 4 years in February.
Do you have any children at all?
No.
You have a niece?
Yeah, I have a niece and a nephew.
I see your niece around you. I see something else, too. I see that you really, this means a lot to you. I actually see you crying about this.
I do cry about it. I'm crying right now.
Yes. That's what God is showing me. I want you to wipe your tears. Because if you move in the wrong season, it can cause greater problems in your marriage. And I don't want that to happen for you. What happened to you with schooling?
It just didn't work out. I couldn't get, like, the scholarship.
Well, God is saying to go back. You didn't put everything into it.
No.
And that's what I see you doing. And this season is schooling. Because there's a lot about you need to know. There's gifts in you that needs to be activated. There's things that God has placed inside of you that needs to be activated. And you have to go back to school. let this be your priority right now. The baby will come, but I want you to place yourself in being obedient and going to school, and you never know what the blessing can be in regards to going to school. Okay? I don't want you to cry.
I don't even know what I want to study to go to school.
That's okay, hon. That's okay. You know what you're going to do? You're going to say this: God, help me in regards to my schooling and give me what I need to know in order to start school. And I want you to believe that.
Okay.
I don't want you crying anymore. I don't want you crying. Because I have 3 children. They're all grown.
Mm-hmm.
But to have a baby and don't have the full support and the full finance is like an extra burden. And you don't need that.
Yeah.
You don't need that. You don't need that. Your husband loves you. And I want you to feed off his love. And I want you to love each other. Okay?
Okay.
Was there anything else you want to talk to me?
I feel like I definitely can't afford to go to school.
Well, that's your mental thought.
Yeah.
God has a way of opening up the doors. And don't get me wrong, I know you can't go to school free. I am aware of that.
Yeah.
I don't want you to start thinking negative, but I want you to really focus on this and be positive and trust God and know that He has a way of opening the doors where you can go to school. Whether it's an institution or whether it's a center, it might not necessarily have to be a college, but God can open that door for you, okay? But I need you to start thinking positive because you're still young. You're still young. Okay?
Okay.
God bless you, and I thank you for pulling into your show, and once again, I thank you for your faithfulness, okay?
Okay, God bless you, and thank you so much.
You're welcome, sweetheart. And God bless you, too. I thank God for everything you want, too. The last call I'm going to be taking is episode 6, 4-6, and I'm going to be connecting you live. Just be patient with me and stand by while I bring back up the switchboard, and I'll be opening up to every code 646. Oh, okay. Thank you all for being patient. I'm going to open up some lines to area code 646. God bless you, area code 646.
God bless you. I was wondering if there was anything that you here to tell me.
Wow. Well, let me just say this. I love your spirit.
Thank you.
Yes, there is so much about you. You're very creative. You're very spontaneous. You're very joyful. You're a very happy spirit person. There's so much about you. What is the project? I see a new project that you're going to be doing. What is that?
Well, I do one with video, and I just I interview people, and I want to get that out, really out, or maybe putting together a radio show.
Well, first of all, I see you producing because you're very productive.
Mm-hmm. I produce it, and I'm in the front of the camera too, or on air. I do both.
Right, and I see that. Listen, I tell you this. Whatever you want to do and put your mind to it, it will happen.
Will I start getting paid?
Excuse me?
Will I start making any money from these endeavors? I do everything for free.
Well, that's going to change because someone's going to see your work and going to like your work and going to hire you for that work. So just be patient. Yes. Just be patient. You have enough energy to get whatever you want. And that's the beautiful thing when you have that spirit like that. So just be patient. Somebody's going to recognize your work. I also see a writer. Do you write?
I do.
Okay. That's another open door for you, I see. What I'm basically trying to tell you is in your hands. Make it happen. Believe it. Believe that it will happen. And make it happen. It's there in your hands.
It's been hard. I got to tell. Okay.
You know why? You know why?
Why?
Take all of that good energy in your work and let it happen. Don't worry about it. Release it and believe that it's going to happen. And it's going to happen. I see what happened in 1990.
You're asking me that. In 90, Yeah, I was working for an airline, I think, and I started traveling international, and the world kind of opened up for me that way.
Wow, okay. Now that's the key. I want you to listen to what you just said. The world kind of opened up for you. I want you to have that same spirit and watch the doors open and writing, because I see a freelance writer, this person that's around you, and they are a freelance writer. I don't know if it's a friend, associate, or somebody in the work business. They're watching you. They're watching. Just be patient. Okay?
Mm. Yeah.
Take all that energy from 1990 and push it in now to what God wants to do for you. You're like a butterfly. That's what I see you as, a butterfly. Yes.
Wow.
Yes. Oh, yes. Was there anything else you'd like to ask me? Yes.
Yeah. There is. I moved to Brooklyn, sharing a studio apartment, and the quarters are really way too small. I may have to move back to New Jersey to an apartment I rent. I have a lease on, but I'm not keen on that. I'm kind of feeling I like being in the city more. Can you give me any clarity on that? And right now, money's scary bad. So
well,
I know
I
I'm trying to think big.
Mm-hmm. Hmm? I don't want you to be scary. Stop sheltering other people underneath your wing. Sometimes you have to branch out on your own. So if you want to think big, I would say Manhattan. Would be big.
Yeah, yeah, but can I get a place here? Will it work for me? I mean, I just share somebody else's studio. I'm not sheltering them, and I'm not happy there either. I mean, it's an acquaintance. Yeah. It's not, you know, a relationship or anything like that.
Right. Now, let me just clarify something. When I say share, I'm also meaning in the sense of sheltering. If you believe that you can do it, then you can go to Manhattan and do it. But if you're not ready to do it, then don't do Manhattan. If you're used to sheltering or sharing an apartment with someone else, okay?
Mm.
Because for you, as well as your work history, the key here is that you're going to have to take all this good energy and you're going to have to step out and believe that it's going to happen. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah, the only thing in getting another apartment, I don't have money. I mean, I have bad credit and, you know, money for deposits and everything. I don't even have steady work.
Well, listen, first of all, not everybody have good credit. But I just want you to just allow yourself to get in a position where finance can come in. And I know that all of these things are important, but I want you to focus on the thing that's going to bring money. And that's the work that you do and the writing that you do. I want you to focus on that and believe and put all your energy into that and watch how things change for you. Okay?
Awesome. Yeah, yeah. Can I just ask you one other thing? Do you get anything on my acting and voiceovers? Is it a part of it, my acting and doing voiceovers?
Yeah. That's still part of all the
things. It's the whole thing. Yep.
Yeah, that's the whole thing.
Yep.
Like I
say,
they say, your hands is full, the deck is full for you. You just got to go and do it, okay?
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, and thank you for calling in.
Thanks. Lots of love and blessings.
Bye. You too. I want to thank all the callers that call in to receive the word of the Lord, and that's prophecy. This can only be God. I thank you all for calling in, and I think I'm going to do this next Sunday. So tell a friend, have them call in so that we all can be blessed. I love you guys, and continue to be blessed in the Lord, and don't lose heart. And to my beloved sister, be encouraged. Don't cry. The time will come where you'll be able to have children and raise a family. But right now, educate yourself. So when that baby comes, you could be more than a mother to that child. God bless you all, and thank you for tuning in live. Prophetic miracle. God bless you all.